your current priorities, including cybersecurity. And the other one that we hear a lot about is cloud computing as a big push across government. You said you have a couple pilots going on. Talk to us about the pilots, and you said you wanted to hopefully take one into a full operational mode.
Now, our strategy really on cloud computing is to create that flexible, open environment, allowing access and interoperability between the different environments, and then reducing complexity and maintenance of our environment. And I think that we're helping a lot of organizations go through the FISMA certification accreditation. So I think that cloud computing is coming into its own. We've run pilots with Google Apps and also Microsoft's BPOS, their Business Productivity Online Suite. We also have a pilot with Everbridge, the emergency notification system, and trying to work, you know, make sure that in time of emergency we can reach all of our employees. Being as scattered about the country as we are, a lot of planes and ships and remote areas, that's a challenge, but we think that that's the way to go there. Also, we've been working with GSA on these the certification accreditation, so we're following what's going on there. That's been a big hurdle, I think, that's coming about, that we understand where we need to be from a security perspective. So I think that service level agreements that include exit strategies are also, I think everybody understands that once you get into the cloud, you need to make sure you can get out or change your business model if that is necessary. So to me, this makes sense. The technology is there. I think we have other software as a service that we're buying other solutions out there that are really just been around for a while. But those are some of the big ones, and I think that there's some opportunities to bring some of that to better and more widespread use.
I know you mentioned operational use. Anything right now that you have plans to go operational, or is it still in the study stage?
It's all characterized as pilots. We've got a lot of innovative and creative and folks in NOAA that would like to, and they continue to want to use state-of-the-art technologies. And I don't try to discourage that at all. I think what we need to do is to take advantage of all this technology, look at the technology, and then it's my job to sort through all the emerging technologies into which ones are real, which ones can be supported in the long term to and best meet our mission requirements.